This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From Fort Loramie High School, hello everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Up last night and tonight, the first two of our more than 80 boys and girls high school basketball webcasts this year on scoresbroadcast.com. One evening ago, Minster and Salina, girls game from Minster. Tonight from here at Fort Loramie, the Anna Rockets come to town, and Fort Loramie and Anna do battle in the lid lifter for the 2016-17 boys basketball season, which starts out with a Shelby County League clash. It's a mighty important game. The seven Shelby County League clubs, as we all know, play each other twice. This is the first of two meetings between Fort Loramie and Anna. The Redskins, 13-13 a year ago, 5-7 in the Shelby County League. A winner over Anna late in the year last season. A victory by Fort Loramie on that night knocked Anna out of a shot at second place in the Shelby County League. Anna was 17-8 overall last season, 9-3 in league play. You may remember Rushi won it with a 10-2 record in Shelby County League action, 21-4 overall. Jackson Center finished second with a mark of 9-3. Chuck, I might note that had Fort Loramie not beaten Anna late in the season, Anna would have grabbed second place all by itself and nipped Jackson Center as it was. Anna and Jackson Center did tie for the second spot in Shelby County League action with 9-3 marks. Fort Loramie, big rush at the end of the season last year, Chuck. 7-2 over the last nine games, and the Redskins under third-year head coach Corey Britton fell just short of winning a district championship, losing to Southeastern in overtime, a game that the Redskins seemed to have in the bag with a half minute to go, up two possessions. But clearly it's a team that was riding momentum at the end of last year, and big Tyler Siegel returns in the post. He had 11 rebounds last season in the win by Fort Loramie late in the year over Anna.
Well, I mean, the Shelby County League, and you talk about first game of the season, one of the toughest things is opening with a league game.
Uh-huh.
But you can lose the league, and this game is just as important as if you were playing the last game. You can lose the league in the first weekend.
Yep.
If you lose a game you shouldn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Loramie, I think, they got more back I think maybe they would be a little bit of a favorite tonight, but Anna's JV team last year was outstanding, and a couple of young men off that, Joel Cathcart and Drew Smits. I think that if they have the kind of, if they can step up to the varsity level the way they played JV last year, I think they're going to be a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, those two young men will start tonight for the Anna Rockets, as will Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie.
He's a stud.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned him just a minute ago. Dylan Braun returns. He scored 16, added 7 rebounds in that late season win by Fort Loramie over Anna. Missing from the Fort Loramie squad is Drew Warman. He graduated last season, a fire plug for the Redskins. He pumped in 19 in that late season win over Anna. You mentioned, yes, Fort Loramie's got more returning. In fact, Anna graduated about 80% of its scoring. You won't hear the names Luthman, Flesher, Stevens, Buehlskamp, all seniors one season ago. But over the course of the campaign, head coach Nate Barhorst, in his sixth year here at Anna, did mix in some sophomores and juniors, so the cupboard is certainly not bare.
Well, yeah, and that was they were really strong inside last year, and that's the young men that left. And that's where Drew Schmitz is going to have to step up. You got Nathan Osborne as a 6'8 senior. If he can have the kind of season that they want him to have,
right,
it's going to depend on how much work he did over the summer. But he's a pretty talented young man.
Last year in the Shelby County League, Rushi won all the marbles, as we noted, 10-2 in league play. Jackson Center and Anna finished at 9-3. Fairlawn was at 6-6. Fort Loramie 5-7. Bakken's 2-10. Houston 1-11. Fort Loramie got off to a slow start last season. Head coach Corey Britton wants his club ready in the months of December and January this season, and it all kicks off tonight here at home.
Well, new system, and this is his third year. You're at third year, so now you can't say new system anymore. Everything's in place. Coaching staff is in place. These kids are used to what he expects, and they're going to want to start strong, like you said. Last year they played some pretty bad basketball early in the season, but boy, they turned it around at the end.
High water marks for Fort Loramie in that season 1 year ago. Three close encounters with Rushi, lost to Rushi twice in the regular season, and then, wouldn't you know it, Fort Loramie rose to the occasion, was very good down the stretch of the season in 2015-16 and knocked Rushi out of the sectional tournament 52-51.
One of the best basketball games I've ever been a witness to. That was one intense game.
Meanwhile, the Anna Rockets had a 5-game winning streak last December, a 6-game winning streak in February, overlapping the end of the regular season and the start of the tournament. And it was an Anna team 1 year ago which defeated Jackson Center both times, home and away, during the regular season schedule.
And then Jackson Center goes on and goes to Columbus. So that's why this league is such a neat league. And the other thing I love about this league, there's no home court advantage. You don't give any points to the home team, because all these gyms are basically the same type of gym. And you come in, both crowds travel well. There's no real advantage to playing at home.
I'd agree 100%. 52-44 was the JV score. Anna victorious over Fort Loramie. It was a lengthy freshman game, a fairly long JV game, a number of fouls toward the end of both contests, 8-point differential in the junior varsity tilt. It was a 1-point game with just a couple minutes to go, or a couple minutes to go, I should say. How about Bart Bixler for Anna in that JV tilt, Chuck? 11 straight free throws drained by Bart Bixler.
Well, I tell you, I'm watching him, and he's not a real big kid, but he is a feisty kid, and he can shoot the basketball.
Yep.
The cupboard is not bare. They've got a Huelskamp out down there playing, too. And between the two of those guys, they're going to have some guards for the future.
Yeah, Bart Bixler pumped in 23 for the Anna JVs. Riley Huelskamp added 17. Mitchell Burning and Eli Rosengarten tossed in 14 each for Fort Loramie in the JV contest won by Anna 52-44. I would say the future pretty bright for both programs. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna, should have fine teams over the next several years.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, and the freshman game was a competitive game, too. So Shelby County basketball is kind of like MAC football.
You look at Anna's roster here in 2016-17, Chuck, you see just two seniors on it. Nate Frilly, Nate Osborne, just two of them.
That's it. Yep.
Now, meanwhile, Fort Loramie with more of its scoring back than the Anna Rockets does have some more veteran players. In fact, the Redskins, when you look down the roster of Fort Loramie, Chuck, what do we see in terms of experience? You've got Nate Plyman and Cody Gasson are seniors. Only two of them, but the juniors logged a little more playing time a year ago than did Annis.
And Austin Siegel and Tyler Siegel both, I mean, they're very experienced basketball players.
So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors on the web with us here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including these Fort Loramie game-specific underwriting sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Call Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Gratitude as well to these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. We say hello to Jason Meyer, all the staff and associates at AAG Inc. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, a longtime underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, on the web with us now for 9 years. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. We couldn't have gotten off the ground in 2007 without the assistance of Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. We couldn't have launched without Sydney and Troy Body Car Star's help either. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Our halftime underwriting sponsor, a major anchor on scoresbroadcast.com the last 7 years. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hip Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good, long look with glasses from Primary Eye Care at the Primary Eye Care website, primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Sydney Car Care, call 492-9495, 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both came on board with us during the high school basketball tournament last March, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And from Anna, these sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And as we noted previously, Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Full schedule of Shelby County League boys action tonight. Full schedule of Shelby County League girls action tomorrow afternoon. In fact, we've got the game between Jackson Center and Rushi at the Rushi High School gym. Tip-off at 2:30, on the web online at 2:10 tomorrow afternoon. We've got starting lineups, opening tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Don't miss out on big savings at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right for you at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. On the web at GoffneyFurniture.com. Take advantage of the 5-star delivery program and the 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website, GoffneyFurniture.com, for added savings. Take advantage of a coupon right there for you. Pack on more savings to those savings you will get when you buy in the store at Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney.
Introducing the starters for tonight's contest.
Marion local Flyers in high school football won the state championship earlier today.
Imagine that.
Took it all in Division 6, fifth time in 6 years. The Flyers, under head coach Tim Goodwin, have won the state in high school football in either D6 or D7. Five of six and nine total state football titles for Marion local, tying Cincinnati Mola for tops in the OHSAA history book.
That's just absolutely amazing. And the only loss they had in that whole group was a two-pointer last year to a really good Kirkland team.
Mm-hmm. I might note that Marion local now has the best winning percentage in playoff games since the OHSAA instituted playoff football in the state of Ohio. Marion local, the very top winning percentage ever.
And two other MAC schools have a chance to win state championships. Minster in the morning, and good luck to the Wildcats. And then Coldwater, they play the last game Saturday.
Tomorrow night, yep. Introducing the starting five for the Fort Laramie Redskins, Evan Burning, 6'1", and a junior. He opens up at a guard position, joined by Dylan Braun, 6'1", a junior, fine outside shooter is Braun. Burning, of course, improved greatly over the course of the year, hard-nosed player. Also in the opening five, Nate Kleiman, 6'3", forward, a senior. Cody Barhorst, a 5'11 junior, is in the opening five, along with Tyler Siegel, 6'7" tall, and a junior. As he exploited Anna last year, late in the regular season, with 11 boards. I said Cody Barhorst, Chuck. In fact, I should have said Cody Gasson, 6'1", a senior, starting with a slight labrum tear to the right shoulder. Through physical therapy, he's feeling just fine. Suffered the injury in the Fort Laramie football game against Riverside. For Anna, Nathan Frilling, 6'3", and a senior. Played a lot of ball coming off the bench as a junior last year. Wyatt Benzman, 6'2", and a junior. Griffin Dosek starts, just a sophomore, 6'2" tall. Joel Cathcart, 6'3", and a junior. And Drew Schmidt, 6'4", and a junior. Both teams, Chuck, with very good balance in height all the way across the board. two pretty good sized clubs and a Division III for Laramie Division IV.
Yeah, I mean, they're not huge, but you're right. They got good overall height, and boy, they just look athletic, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Sure do. Corey Britton, head coach at Fort Laramie, you're number 3. Nate Barhorst, head coach at Anna, you're number 6. Opening tip to start the game. Swatted out of bounds into the corner. And it will be Anna's possession right in front of the Fort Laramie bench. 4 seconds have ticked off the clock. And we recognize this entire officiating crew. Is that Mr. Workman out there?
Yes, it is.
Here is Anna with a play designed to go into the post to Cathcart. He loses the handle. Ball's tipped back outside to Nate Frilling, who jacks up a 3. It rims out. No good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Here's Cody Gasson sprinting down the floor on the arc to Braun. Back outside to Vernon. Played a half minute. No score. Fort Laramie yet to shoot. Oh, here's good inside position by guess who? Mr. Siegel. Well done play as he peeled off the screen. Caught it low on the block right side. Point blank range for Tyler.
And what an amazing, awesome screen set by Nate Plyman that time. Boy, he just drilled him.
We will see that time and time again all year long. Tyler can shoot 1,000%, Chuck, from that range. Anna with the ball at the high post. Back to the basket. It is Schmitz. Way out on the arc for Anna. It's fed to Benzman. Wyatt Benzman launches up a high arching floater. No good from 3-point land. Rebound down to Fort Laramie. Here's Dylan Braun with a high dribble and a palming violation as he scurried off into the corner.
They gained advantage. I mean, they don't call that unless you do, but he hesitated and took off with it again.
Anna moving from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. There's a long lob into the corner caught by Drew Schmitz. Cross-court pass to Joel Cathcart. Back out on the arc to Griffin Dosek. He starts as a sophomore. Mason Blackfoot, a good three-point shooter, will come off the bench. Benzman and Cathcart probably the primary three-point gunners for Anna in the starting five. Ball rotated to Cathcart, head of the key, drives down the right side of the lane, flips one up on the run, and we have an attempted block by Fort Laramie, foul committed by Dylan Braun. They got a lot of ball, a little bit of body. Personal foul is ruled on the drive to the hoop. Not a shooting foul. Anna will throw in baseline left, trailing 2-0. Just short of 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Ball thrown to Wyatt Benzman. Foul line extended right. Little dipsy do move down the lane. Picked it up and in. Beautifully done by Wyatt Benzman. Wow. Very clever activity by Wyatt Benzman as he juke past a Fort Laramie defender. Game tied at 2. On the arc for Fort Laramie, Dylan Braun. Deep in the left corner to Burning. Shot fake. Doesn't go right, goes left. Baseline all the way to the cup. Good driving layup is in by Burning of Fort Laramie. Redskins up 4-2.
That was a good take that time. Nice strong to the basket.
Here's that 2-2-1 pressure by Fort Laramie trying to disrupt Anna's offense. Here's a deep three, left corner. Good, a long bomb pumped home by Joel Cathcart of the Rockets, who are on top by a point, 5-4. 5:27 left in the first. Dylan Braun roams down the right side of the floor. Spots up, and he sizes up a 3-ball. It circles around the rim and comes out. Rebounded by Anna. Rockets with a bullet pass down the floor into the stands. A little high. And Fort Laramie's got it, trailing by a point.
First game.
Yep, Anna tried to make something happen right there, Chuck, that did not exist. Here's Burning over the timeline for the Redskins. Picked up by Frilling, 25 feet away. Burning fends him off, tries to go back door to Braun. It's not there. Anna breaks it up and steals. Nice play by the Rockets. They've seen that action from Fort Laramie a time or two. Here's a shot fake. Nicely done by Schmitz. Schmitz pulls his way down the lane and loops it up and in. Boy, Schmitz draws two defenders off his feet, 17 feet from the basket, and then he explodes into the paint. 7-4, Anna. 4:35 to go first quarter. Burning foul line. Outside the lane on the left. A lot of contact initiated by Anna. A defensive foul. Ball out of bounds to Fort Laramie.
Anna foul number 3.
Boy, the games last year between the two clubs, Chuck, were really toss-ups heading into those two contests. Anna won very easily at home. Fort Loramie won pretty easily late in the year here. Inbounds pass to Tyler Siegel in the paint, and he muscles up a fadeaway from 8 feet, and he hits it. Good footwork. I'm impressed. Already we have seen some improvement in the way Tyler Siegel handles himself in the post over last year.
He was a great defender and rebounder last year. If he can become a great scorer, he will be the full package.
7-6. Hannah up a point. Rockets have got the ball in the arc. It's Benjamin. Loops it off into the left corner to Griffin Dosek. He goes baseline. Puts up an 8-footer on the run. Backboard rim, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Anna over the back. Each team, Chuck, trying to attack as much as often, as much as possible on the offensive end, and each club doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah.
1 point lead, Anna. Token pressure by the Rockets in backcourt. Fort Loramie inbounds. It goes to Gasson. Wraparound pass right back to Burning. Burning romps up over the timeline. Checked by Frilling, top of the circle. Now Gasson, high right. Fakes right, goes left, and beneath the rim, Tyler Siegel, no, Dylan Braun, runs over an Anna defender. Well, Anna thought initially it was against Fort Loramie. Now it's ruled by referee Workman to be called against Anna.
Well, that was the correct call.
Yeah. And the personal foul went against Wyatt Benjamin. 7-6. Anna up a point. 3:45 to go first quarter. Here's Burning, foul line. Sticks his elbow into the chest of Frilling. Lost the ball. Picked up by Dylan Braun. Tries to whip a pass inside. Broken up on the play by Dosek. Down the floor to Benjamin. Benjamin drives. Scoops. It dances off the rim. No good. Loose ball rebound. Knocked all around. Fort Loramie steps away with it. 3:26 to go in the first. 1 point lead, Anna. Oh, what a drive. Burning down the lane. Late feed. Oh, dynamite action. Tremendous assist, Burning to Tyler Siegel for the deuce. 8-7, Fort Loramie up one. Anna fires a quick three. Long line drive bomb by Cathcart. Rimmed and came out. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Redskins spot up on the arc. It's Braun. Blocked on the play by Benjamin. Fine defensive performance right there by Wyatt Benjamin. He blocked it and took it away. Boy, these two clubs, Chuck, in many respects, appear to be in January form.
Yeah, that to block a three-point shot and to be able to control it, that's pretty impressive.
Back to the basket, Schmitz for Ann at the foul line. Looks for help, trying to find someone. Now gives it to Wyatt Benjamin on the arc. Near side it goes on the play to Mason Platfoot, who's in off the bench. He line drives a three, no. Long rebound kicks out to Cathcart. Cathcart chucks up a three ball, missed it. Long rebound again to Anna. Cross-court pass, left corner. Frilling tries a bomb. Bullseye from three-point territory. Bombs away for Anna behind the arc. One of three in that possession. 10-8, Rockets up two.
Frilling had some outstanding games last year shooting the three. When he gets hot, he's a real streaky shooter.
He lit a fire under the Rockets one season ago coming off the bench, did Frilling. Baseline goes Burning for Fort Loramie. Oh, hard-nose drive. He piles right between a couple Rockets and banks it off the window and good. Game tied up at 10. Minute 50 left to go in the first quarter. Way out on the right side, it's Frilling for Anna. Ball high overhead, lobs cross-court to Cathcart. Now to Schmitz. Ooh, it's stripped from behind. Good play by Fort Loramie. And now Burning will walk it up and over the timeline. Anna was facing a tough challenge coming into this game. Head coach Nate Barhorst said, we will switch as often as we can on Fort Loramie ball screens. So far, Rockets have done a pretty good job. Here's Burning behind the arc near wing. Frilling on Burning out near midcourt. 1:12 to go first quarter. Driving on the right side of the lane. A lot of dribbling by Burning. He loops up a runner. It danced off the rim. No good. Scramble for the loose ball. A tie-up. Schmitz and Burning. And the arrow says Fort Loramie will keep it. Wholesale changes here by Fort Loramie. Siegel and Braun come out. Griffin Dosek back on the floor for Anna. So far, Frilling, Benjamin, Dosek, Blackfoot, Cathcart, and Schmitz have seen action for the Rockets. Fort Loramie's played a couple more players than has had Anna so far. Wet spot on the floor in the paint being addressed by the officials. Minute 7 to go in the first quarter. Game tied at 10. Fort Loramie ball to the right of the rim. Inbounding is Evan Burning. Lobs it way out back to Cody Gasson, who makes a leaping stab after it and hauls it in. That was Cody playing wide receiver in football right there.
Yep.
He saved it over and back. Outside the arc near side is football quarterback Austin Siegel. Now it's rotated right wing to Nate Plyman. Weaving action by Fort Loramie. Down to 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're tied up at 10. Near side Burning. Straight away Nate Plyman back to Burning. Jarrett Meyer also on the floor, 5'10 junior. As Fort Loramie winds down the clock, closing out the first quarter of play, under a half minute remaining. Here's Burning, gets a screen 25 feet out from Austin Siegel, starts to drive, doesn't finish it, retreats. Fort Loramie begins the attack all over. We're all the way down to 15, 14 seconds to go. Here's Gasson knifing through the lane, tries to make a pass, hits an Anna player. Fort Loramie gets it back, Burning in the corner with 9, goes baseline, he's doubled, and may have stepped out of bounds.
I think they caught it on the Anna kid who had the steal, but he was standing on the end line.
Yep, a green shirt. Got a fist on the ball, but was on the stripe when he did so.
Yep.
Good hustle by Benzman. 7.1 left in the quarter. Tied up at 10. Tyler Siegel back on the floor for the final 7 ticks of the first quarter for Fort Loramie. It's lobbed into Tyler in the lane. He's double-teamed. Loops up the one-hander. No. Got the rebound back and stuck it in with 2 seconds left to end the first quarter. Well done by Tyler Siegel, and Fort Loramie's up a bucket. Redskins 12, Rockets 10 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie High School. We've played a quarter. Fort Loramie in front of Anna. It's our boys' webcast schedule lid lifter here tonight for the 2016-17 season. And Anna defensively, Chuck, in the first quarter got a big-time dose of Tyler Siegel. Most opponents will receive that all year long.
Yeah, I thought they did a pretty good job on everybody else, but Siegel's too strong for him so far.
12-10, Fort Loramie up a bucket. Wyatt Benzman's got the ball 30 feet away for the Rockets. Right side pass goes to Joel Cathcart. Loops it across the top of the key to Benzman. He steps inside the arc. Jumps, shoots from 17, hits the rim, falls off. Rebound, scrum for it. 3 white shirts, a couple green ones. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Anna led at 1.74 in the first. Fort Loramie got the last goal to close out the first quarter on a Siegel shot. Good substitution by head coach Corey Britton. When the ball went out of bounds with 7 to play, in came Siegel, and the Redskins notched the final goal of that first period.
Yep, that was a great substitution, and it turned out to be a basket for him.
Near midcourt with the basketball for Fort Loramie is Eli Rosengart, who's checked in now, 5'10 junior. He gets the ball deep in the left corner, or I should say a 5'10 sophomore. He overshot it. Rebound, easy one to Anna. Eli Rosengart had a very good JV game, 14 points.
That's that first varsity shot. A little too much adrenaline.
Here's a foul line jumper by Anna, pumped up on the play by Cathcart. Danced off the rim, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long pass down the floor to Burning, and he makes a very good, hard-driving layup as Fort Loramie beat Anna down the court. this Evan Burning for the Redskins, Chuck, got better and better over the course of the season last year, and he's a go-to guy now for Fort Loramie here in 2016-17.
He just takes the ball to the basket as strong as anybody I've seen.
Sure does. 14-10, Fort Loramie enjoys its biggest lead. Big offensive set here for Anna. Ball lobbed across the top of the key to Mason Platfoot. Platfoot, a 5'10 junior. Near side, it goes to Frilling. Deep in the right corner, Griffin Dosek. Back to Platfoot. Baseline right. It's fed on the play to Schmitz with his back to the basket. Shot is put up, and it is skipping off the rim. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins, leading by four. Long cross-court pass over the top of the defense. Picked off by Dylan Braun. Down inside to Tyler Siegel. Baseline left. Look at him go to work. Oh, no match on the inside. Schmitz tried to stay with him. Siegel just caught it too low. Here's a Fort Loramie intercepting a long heave down the floor by Anna. That one was misdirected, and the Redskins picked it off. They're up six. Two and a half gone here in the second. Open man, Dylan Braun in the left corner. He's got an avenue to the rim, and out of nowhere, Anna blocks it out of bounds. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna wants a timeout. Eight straight points now by the Redskins, who are up 16-10, 5:31 to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Say hi to Jeff Bray. If you're listening tonight, I don't know how you did it, but I think you were the official in the JV game.
Yeah, there was a young man officiating the junior varsity.
Doppelganger.
Yeah. He looked just like Jeff Bray, who's now down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, former longtime resident of Shelby County. And Jeff was one of the founding fathers of scoresbroadcast.com. He and I kicked it off the ground in 2007. And the JV official tonight looked like a carbon copy of Jeff, as I remember Jeff. Fort Loramie, after the timeout by Anna, has the ball. Look at Cody Gasson go to work. He pulls up in the lane, shot fake, gets the defender off the floor, and then loops it in from 7 feet away. He got the roll. The ball crawled over the rim. Foul against Anna to boot.
Second foul on Frilling.
Nathan Frilling with two. He's on the bench now. A couple of personal fouls against Frilling. Joel Cathcart re-enters. And Fort Loramie, Chuck, has reeled off now 10 in a row to go up 18-10. Free throw by Gasson. Got it. He completes the three-point play. 19-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. And a four-court right. It is Dosek. Far side of the floor to Cathcart. It's Platfoot in the top of the key. Spin move. Gives it up deep in the left corner to Dosek. Anna trying to stretch Fort Loramie's defense. Over guarding as Gasson can't steal. Scattered floor now momentarily. Then a good play by Fort Loramie. Jarrett Meyer poked away from behind to Gasson. Quickly down the floor to Braun. Baseline right. Stops on the baseline. Rises up and missed the eight-footer. Weak side rebound. Yanked down by Wyatt Benjamin of Anna. Feeds up ahead to teammate Platfoot. Platfoot shot fake on the arc. Right back to Dosek. Rotated around to Benzman. Left corner. Starts a drive. Gets down inside. A couple Redskins swat down. And it's a two-shot foul for Benzman of Anna. 19-10 Fort Loramie. 4:26 to go here in the second quarter. Anna now, Chuck, has gone dry for better than 3.5 minutes in this period.
Well, they're relying on their perimeter play. They're not really getting inside. It was a good job by Benzman to get to the basket that time to make Loramie play some defense.
Yep, Wyatt forced the action, drew a two-shot foul. He cans the first, 19-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot here for Wyatt Benzman. 1-2 dribbles, up and swish. 19-12 our score. Fort Loramie in the lead. Token pressure by Benzman in backcourt. as Burning steers the ball up the right side of the floor for Fort Loramie. Outside the arc of the right to Dylan Braun, almost shot it. Gave it up to Jarrett Meyer, the 5'10 junior. Very good football player, I might add, to Burning. Here's Burning scooting across the lane, off balance, off the back rim, no good. Strong rebound on the inside by Austin Siegel. On the arc, it goes to Evan Burning. He jacks up a long three ball, and you can tell by the roar of the crowd, Burning sinks it.
He and Siegel have 19 of the 22.
Quickly, Anna countering. Here's a jumper straight away. Three-pointer, Griffin Dosek. No good. Off to the left. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. That was a settle right there by Anna. A quick three.
Way too quick.
22-12. Fort Loramie up 10. 3:38 to go here in the first half. Burning starts to drive. Back out to Gasson. Gasson, like a bull, fights his way into the lane. Shoots it up short. No good. Loose ball rebound in the corner. We've got a push-off, I believe, against Austin Siegel. So far, Cody Gasson, Chuck, showing no ill effects from that labrum injury he suffered during the football season.
He looks like he's playing pretty hard.
Labrums with therapy you can use pretty much to the full extent, but you just never know when it might sublux on you.
Sure.
3:17 left to go here in the first half. Anna with the ball down 10. Right wing, Griffin Dosek. Ball high overhead. Dosek looks inside. No one home. Anna's game has resorted pretty much to outside play so far. Here's Benzman dribbling down the right side of the arc. Bounces into the post to Drew Schmitz, back to the basket. Now Schmitz walks it back outside. Here's a backdoor cut, but Benzman ball fed toward him. Intercepted, though, by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins the other way. Look at Burning go. Muscles right down the lane. On the run. Burning misses one in. High off the backboard. It came down, rattled, and stayed in. Burning igniting Fort Loramie to a 12-point lead, 24-12. Timeout, Anna, 2:42 to go in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Fort Loramie 24, Anna 12, under 3 minutes to play in the first half of this game. Chuck, as we noted in the pregame, Anna graduated 80% of its scoring a year ago, and it is starting to show. Offense will be a work in progress the first part of the year.
Well, they're handling the basketball 20 to 25 feet away from the basket to start their offense, which is way too far out.
Outstanding backdoor cut coming out of the timeout. Ball fed to the high post. It went to Drew Schmitz, who found Wyatt Benzman, and he danced free along the baseline. Schmitz whipped the ball to him. Excellent assist. Benzman on the finish. Gasson coming right back for Fort Loramie with a wide three. It barely caught iron as Fort Loramie pumped it up there very early in the offensive set, and Anna got the rebound. 24-14, Fort Loramie. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Anna with the ball in the right corner. It's Cathcart. He bobbles, tries to hit a receiver darting down the lane. It's broken up by Fort Loramie and picked off. Redskins have it back. Burning handles the ball. Dylan Braun, Chuck, I don't think has scored so far for the Redskins, has he?
He has not. We got three young men that have scored.
Kevin Burning and Tyler Siegel and Cody Gasson. He's the third one, right?
Right.
They've been outstanding so far for Fort Loramie, which is up 10, a minute 24 to go in the half. Way out on the left side, it's Evan Burning between the rings. He hands it off to Jarrett Meyer. Back to Burning. Burning draws a couple defenders, gives it back up to Meyer. Yep, Fort Laramie stretching the floor. We're down to near a minute left in the first half. Head coach Corey Britton up in front of his chair, motioning, and he may be reluctant to shoot it too soon. Redskins shaved, what, about a minute off the clock at the end of the first quarter, Chuck?
Yep, and they got Siegel sitting here ready to check in, but it's not going to hurt if he's sitting over there to keep the ball.
Low on the left, Fort Laramie gets it in good position for Austin Siegel, and he powers from 5 feet away, banks it up and in. The ball rolled around about four times and trickled down through the netting. Fort Laramie waited long and hard for that 2 points. They earned it. With a half minute to go in the second quarter, the Redskins mount a 12-point lead again, 26-14, as Wyatt Benjamin is brushed right in front of the Fort Laramie bench. That's a foul on the Redskins. Only 8 fouls so far in this game, 4 each way. And Tyler Siegel has re-entered for Fort Laramie, along with starter Nate Plyman.
At number 50, Tyler Siegel.
12-point lead for Fort Laramie. Anna Rockets with a non-productive 4-point second quarter. Anna didn't score for the first 3.5 minutes of this period. 25 feet out, Griffin Dosick's got the ball for Anna. Little pick and roll near side. It is fed on the play to Seth Rowe, a 6'5 sophomore in off the bench. Rowe fed it back out to Platfoot, who hands to Benjamin with 10 to play. Benjamin 30 feet out. Fakes right, goes left, foul line, into the lane, runner off balance. Good! What a play by Wyatt Benjamin. Nice maneuver. He beat the buzzer by a second. Wyatt Benjamin, a terrific one-on-one move to close out the first half for the Anna Rockets, who trailed by 10. It would have been a dozen, but Benjamin comes to the rescue. 26-16 in favor of Fort Laramie. We've played two quarters here tonight as we lift up the curtain on our boys' webcast schedule here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Call 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. As the Fort Laramie Pep Band strikes up across the way, they've got a lot to toot about because the Redskins possess a 10-point lead over Anna, 26-16 at our halftime break. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie to give your system the tune-up it needs. Tom and Jerry's meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Fully licensed and insured, too. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Redskins up 10 at the break, Chuck, 26-16.
Well, the stats are fairly close. It's 11-8 rebounding advantage for Laramie, 3-2 on the offensive boards. For a first game, it's turnovers. Anna's got six. Laramie has only turned the ball over three times. That's pretty impressive. Fort Laramie 1-for-1 from the free throw line. The Rockets 2-of-2. Individual scoring for Anna. They were led by Wyatt Bensman with 8. They got 3 from Frilling, 3 from Cathcart, and 2 from Drew Smith. They scored 10 in the first, 6 in the second, 16 for the half. Fort Laramie led in scoring by Evan Burney. He has 11, and Tyler Siegel right behind with 10. Cody Gasson has 3. Austin Siegel has 2. They scored 12 and 14. They lead 26-16 at the half.
What did Anna end, Chuck, in the first two quarters was the drought, the dry spell, better than 3 minutes without a point to start the second quarter.
Well, a lot of perimeter passing. They came out of a timeout and ran a nice back screen for a basket. And they kind of got more, they need more of that. They don't have any inside presence right now. And on the other end, Laramie, if they're not getting the ball to Siegel on the block, Burning's taking it to the basket. They're getting all those shots down around the basket, and that's why they've got the 10-point lead.
Chuck, I anticipated head coach Corey Britton's team would be pretty good to open the season here tonight. I think the Redskins, in my mind, are a little bit better than I thought they'd be. This is a club that can, challenge for the Shelby County League Boys Championship.
I don't think there's any doubt. If you take a look at the fact that Dylan Braun didn't score in the first half.
Right.
I don't think he took more than one shot, but he didn't need to.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Laramie 26, Anna 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just tumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It's a good idea to get new tires right now to grip the road firmly before change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Laramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics at M&A Muffler and Tires, too. Free pickup and delivery there. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Redskins ahead 26-16 over the Rockets here at the half. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. That's the name, LaCal, L-A-C-A-L. And during boys' games here on scoresbroadcast.com, LaCal Equipment spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. For Fort Laramie, it's Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader, daughter of Jim and Karen Fortman, a perfect 4.0 GPA owned by Maddie Fortman. She's the vice president of the senior class, took part in academia, art club, National Honor Society. She's a twirler for the band, member of History Club 2, undecided about her college major, maybe biology, and is thinking about studying at Bowling Green. For Anna, we recognize Paige Wiktorowski.
Well said.
Well said. W-I-K-T-O-R-O-W-S-K-I, Paige Wiktorowski, daughter of Don and Denise. She's a junior at Anna, 3.85 GPA, takes part in SAD, S-C-C-L-A. She's an Edison post-secondary option student, Eco Warriors, volunteers at Dorothy Love, and also volunteers for the Shelby County Animal Shelter. She'll study at Wright State and pursue early childhood education. Paige Wiktorowski of Anna, Maddie Fortman of Fort Loramie, two cheerleaders for the two high schools here tonight. Our Local Equipment student-athlete spotlight performers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We are set to start quarter number three here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. On the floor for Fort Loramie to open the second half, Nate Plyman, Dylan Braun, Cody Gasson, Tyler Siegel, and Evan Burning, the five who began the game. As Anna throws it inbounds, it goes baseline right. Nifty shot fake by Drew Schmitz. Then he goes up strong and banks it in from 10 feet.
Yep, and now Anna's going to come out in a 1-3-1 half-court trap.
26-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. And the Redskins hustle down the floor, try to beat the trap. Deflected by Anna. Redskins get it back. Burning 25 feet away on the arc. Retreats to midcourt. Frilling nearly picked up his third foul. I think he did. No, it's called a walk. Could have gone either way. That would have been Frilling's third.
Wow, there was a lot of contact for that being a travel.
7:27 remaining here in the third quarter.
Outstanding defensive change by Anna. Fort Loramie wasn't prepared for this.
Nope.
If they attack it the way that way again, I think they'll call a timeout, have a little chat about it.
New look, Anna defense. Trapping with some pressure in the backcourt. Here is Anna with the ball. Down eight. Outside the arc, near side, Wyatt Benjamin. He airmails up a long triple. It hit the rim, no good. It caromed into the hands of Cody Gasson of Fort Loramie. Cody, top of the circle, down the lane, forces the action. Low in the left, shot blocked. Comes out to Plyman, though. Plyman bullies his way into the lane and banks it in, and he's fouled. Oh, good follow, good pursuit of that ball by Plyman. He had a nose for it. Dug it off the hardwood, and he bowled his way to the basket, knocked it up and in, and is shooting a free throw. Foul shot by Nate on the way, on target. Three-point play for him. Fort Loramie up 11, 29-18. Anna's got the ball, forecourt to our left. Benjamin fakes right, goes left, hands to Frilling. Baseline left, fall away 10-footer, a little strong. Weak side rebound jerked off the glass, but Dylan Braun has yet to score in this game. He was a double-figure scorer a year ago. In fact, he had a very good contest. 16 points in Fort Loramie's win over Anna late in the campaign last year. Oh, look at this move down inside by Tyler Siegel. Back to the basket. Drop step, up and under. Anna couldn't defend. Siegel banked it in from point-blank range. He's showing fine mobility down inside. Here's Anna with a baseline shot. Forced. No good by Dosik. Good defense by Siegel on the inside. Aaron shot. Rebound to Fort Loramie, which is up 13. Boy, Chuck, that was a terrific post move last trip down to Siegel.
He made two post moves, two of them on the same play, and he actually got fouled. They didn't call it. Got a 10-second call on Lormy. They did not get crossed.
Good pressure by Anna. That was a key possession. Rockets can't afford to fall back by 15. It's a 13-point spread right now. Anna has the basketball after the Fort Laramie miscue. Redskins couldn't get it over the timeline in 10 seconds. Anna now at midcourt. It's Benzman. Rockets a little perplexed attacking Fort Laramie's D at the moment. Coming out high at the foul line, Schmidt sets a screen. Benzman veers right, loops it cross-court to Frilling. Here's Cathcart, shot fake, motors through the top of the key. Hands off on the play to Dosick. Foul line extended left to Schmidt. Schmidt jumping and shooting from 14. Nope, around it out. Taken down by Anna. Long lob, burning down low to Plyman, back to the basket. Hits Siegel with trailer. Trailer, Siegel into the lane, scores it, but he rammed in to an opposing player. It's a charge.
That's one of those times where the pass got Siegel in trouble.
Yep. Anna sold it. Don't think there was a whole lot of contact there, but
no, it was a correct call, though.
Yes, it was.
Defensively, Fort Laramie, they're playing man-to-man, but they're just really helping every time there's a screen. They're switching it,
yep.
And there are no open looks right now for the Rockets.
Now, Redskins didn't score last two trips down and needs a bucket here. Rockets behind the 13. Frilling to Benzman, long cross-court dish to Cathcart. He goes baseline, a lot of traffic down there. Siegel sets up low on the right, and they meet shoulder to shoulder. It's ruled a block, two in a row on Siegel. In the act of shooting, Cathcart with two free ones at the stripe.
Well, the Laramie bench didn't like that. I honestly couldn't tell if he moved at all. There was a lot of contact, but he might have moved a foot.
Free throw by Cathcart. Swish. 3 minutes gone here in the third. 31-19. Fort Laramie up a dozen. Had there been that little semicircle out in front of the basket like there is in the college game, Siegel would have been close to it. I think he was in front of it.
Yeah.
Defending the post on the right. But and both free throws by Cathcart are dead center. And as play starts, Fort Laramie inbounds. We have Drew Schmitz losing a lens. A contact lens is out.
That's a man right there. He spit on it and stuck it back in his eye.
That's a big grown man right there.
I had contacts for a while. It took me about 4 hours to put them in.
Drew Schmitz did it in four-tenths of a second.
He's ready to go back.
6'4 junior Drew Schmitz. Going to be a heck of a player for the Rockets. He's already a good one. Cross court, Gasson, top of the circle. Down low on the right to Burning, cutting in. Good dish on the play by Dylan Braun, who finds Burning for the layup. Half court offense before Laramie worked to perfection. The lead is 13, 33-20. With 4:30 left to go, third quarter. Redskins in front. Wyatt Benzman, top of the key, guarded by Burning. Good lob down inside, and the big man is in off the bench. 6'8", Nate Osborne, couldn't get it to go. His fall away was off to the left. Rebounding foul committed by Anna. And the Rockets need to stop the Fort Laramie surge right now, or it could get away from the green and white right here, Chuck.
Yeah, it's a danger spot for the Rockets right now. They need to try to get down under 10 going into the fourth quarter.
Uh-huh. 13-point lead Fort Laramie. Gasson in backcourt. We near the four-minute mark in the third. Gasson to Burning. Back to Gasson. Long throw left corner. Jacking up a deep three. Dylan Braun short, no good. Loose ball rebound. Anna had it. Stolen back on the play by Dylan Braun, who lays it in. And Fort Laramie's up 15. Biggest lead of the night for the Redskins. Benzman loops a pass across the top of the key. Handled there by Seth Rowe. Down inside to Frilling. Ball popped up in the air by Fort Laramie, which fouls. 3:45 to go in the third. 35-20 Fort Laramie. Anna Chuck had 10 points at the end of the first quarter. since that point in time over the last quarter and a half, only 10 more.
Yeah, so they're not playing well. It's a combination of the defense and them running more offense kind of stagnant.
Good inbounds pass. Dosik finds Benzman baseline left. Fine look from 16. Cannot get it to go, though. And the rebound kicks out to Fort Loramie. Redskins have the ball out high. It's Gasson. Here's Braun coming off a screen. Loops it cross court to Eli Rosengarten. Oh, down inside to Tyler Siegel. Look at him work on the bounce. Good dribble by Siegel through traffic as he powered his way to the rim and flipped it in off the window with the right hand. Tyler Siegel has really polished up his interior game since last year, Chuck. Timeout, Anna. 3:15 to go in the third. Redskins up 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
So many thanks to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie and M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Anna with possession, 3 minutes left in the third. The lead for Fort Loramie has swelled to 17 points now, 37-20. Top of the circle with the ball for Anna. It is Schmitz. Baseline left to Benzman. Benzman being hounded by one player, two players. Tries to squeeze between them. Defensive foul called before the shot attempt by Benjamin. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. Take a look. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care. Go to the website for more information, primaryeyecare.org. Open weeknights and Saturdays. Most insurance plans accepted. PrimaryEyeCare.org. Convenient locations throughout the Upper Miami Valley, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Again, the web address, PrimaryEyeCare.org. Yep, Anna threw it in bounds, missed the jump shot. Fort Loramie quickly down the floor. Braun in the deep right corner. In and out. No good on the triple. Here comes Anna sprinting down, frilling into the top of the key. Steps inside the arc. Line drives a three, hit the back rim, came down, foul called against Fort Loramie. Rockets have gotten some pretty good looks, Chuck, through the last trips into the forecourt.
And they got the right people shooting the ball, too, so that's all you can ask.
Yeah, Frilling just unable to find the range here this evening. Here's Benzman, top of the circle, foul line. Ball thrown outside to Schmitz. Schmitz to Benzman. Well, Wyatt's had to do an awful lot of the ball handling out of Cathcart, 25 feet away. What's Joel got in terms of points so far here, Chuck?
He's got one. He got that three early. That's all he's got. And then two free throws.
He's only got five. Here's a loose ball on the floor in the lane. Fumbled away by Schmitz. And it is stabbed by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. A minute 42 to go in the third.
And Benzman's being guarded by Burning. And I'll tell you what, he's had to work for everything he's gotten.
Exactly. Burning is such a hard-nosed defender. Mighty tough. Physically strong. Mentally as well. Here's a pass by Fort Loramie, broken up by Anna. Rocket sprint right to left. And on the three-on-two break, Fort Loramie busts it up and it goes out of bounds. Minute 30 to go in the third. 37-20 Fort Loramie. Here's Benzman on the arc. Out high to Schmitz. Right back to Benzman in the corner. Cathcart tries to post up on the interior. Skip pass across to Frilling. On top to Schmitz. Here's Benzman. Fort Loramie's defense
has been very sticky. That's an understatement. It has been outstanding.
It's gotten better as the game's gone on, too, I think.
Yeah, it has. Redskins catching the Rockets in the opener. Anna having graduated better than 80% of its scoring a year ago. Anna finding points difficult to come by since the first quarter. Here's a dribble drive down the lane by Cathcart. He forced his way into the paint, did a nifty job, got it up off the backboard, the rim no good, had a defensive foul against Fort Loramie.
Well, you got a lot of young men that played on that JV team for Anna, which was really good last year. But the varsity gamers, it's played at a different speed. And that's where, and they're going to get better. There's no doubt in my mind that Anna's going to get better.
Yes. Cathcart sinks the free throw. 37-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rockets will probably look back on the season in March and say that Fort Loramie was one of the top three or four teams on Anna's schedule.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Second free throw off the back iron by Cathcart. And a rebounding foul against Anna on the back of Meyer. 49.4 to go in the third quarter. 37-21 in favor of Fort Loramie. Anna graduated the likes of Flesher, Stevens, Luthman, Huelskamp. Those four young men averaged in excess of 50 points a game.
Yeah, that was the bulk of their inside game, and Huelskamp was a heck of a three-point shooter.
Yeah. Here's a long pass by Fort Loramie into the right corner. Nick Brandewey seeing action. A freshman, six-footer. Ball tipped away by Anna. Here's Benzman down the floor. Fakes right, goes left around Gasson. Baseline, Benzman puts it up on the rim. It bounces off. Boy, there is a lid on it when Anna shoots the jumpers this evening. Rockets extremely cold since late first quarter. 13 seconds to go in the third. And head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie takes a timeout as the Skins will set something up. Leading by 16. 12.8 to go third quarter on scores.broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Take advantage of the pork chop special on Saturday nights at Brookins. Nowadays, Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special tomorrow evening. Dale and Joyce Barhorst at Brookins have owned and operated Brookins for a dozen years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Also a great spot to reserve for family gatherings, wedding rehearsals, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. Fort Loramie inbounds. 10 seconds to go in the fourth. Stolen by Anna. Here comes Benzman. Stops and pops. Three-pointer. Hit the rim. No good. Rebounded by Anna. Long three. Buzzer, Cathcart, wide left. Rockets just cannot find the range here the last two periods. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no place quite like it. 10 Elm Street on the web at brookins-usa.com. Brookins, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. Again in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street on the web at brookins-usa.com. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adam provides high-tech computer solutions for businesses and computer users in the region, PC and network repair, remote management, upgrades, custom builds, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville.
16-point lead for Fort Loramie. Redskins over the Rockets, and we have touted Fort Loramie, Chuck, as one of the top two or three clubs in the Shelby County League to contend for the boys' championship.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that. They've given up. They gave up 10 in the first, 6 in the second, 5 in the third.
It's a team loaded offensively with inside scoring from Tyler Siegel. You've got Evan Burning, Cody Gasson, Dylan Braun. They can drain shots from anywhere. And the defense tonight for Fort Loramie has been out of this world. And the Redskins kick it off here in the fourth quarter with a long three-point try. Deep right corner shot pumped up there by Dylan Braun. Nothing but net. That's his first three of the evening.
Great job of going inside out that time. They threw it in. He spotted up, found him, shot the three. Yep. Just perfect.
Into the post from one side of the floor. Ball reversed to the other side out of the pivot. And Dylan Braun drained it, his first three of the night. And now Braun comes away with an interception. Up ahead to Gasson. Gasson forecourt right for Fort Loramie. 50 seconds into the fourth, and it's a 19-point game now, 40-21. Dribbling is Burning down the right side, frilling all over him. On top to Braun. Braun with a Hail Mary pass inside for Siegel, way up over the top of him. The officials confer, was the ball tipped out high when it left the hands of the thrower?
I don't think it was, and I don't think they knew. So I think if they go into the replay in college football, they didn't have enough evidence to overturn it. But here they did, so I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I didn't think it was worth overturning either. Officials did meet, and instead of giving the ball to Anna on the out-of-bounds throw, gave it back to Fort Loramie, said it was tipped. Here's a deep three, right corner by Burning. No. Saved inbounds by Braun to Siegel. Back to Burning. Shot fake, off balance, eight-footer, got the man off the floor and drew the two-shotter. Cleverly done by Evan Burning of Fort Loramie.
And a foul, three-handed
throwing. Well, clearly, Fort Loramie, Chuck, as this game has progressed, playing with so much more confidence than Anna.
Well, they got a lot more experience.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say it again, there's a big difference between having JV experience and having varsity experience. Once these kids from Anna, the younger kids, get the experience on the varsity level, they're going to get better.
Yep. These two teams, of course, will meet again to start second round action in the Shelby County League boys schedule. And it could very well be a different night, different outcome entirely when the two teams lock horns back at Anna. First free throw is pumped up and made by Evan Burning. Front rim backboard, it rolled through. Second one in the air, same action. Front rim backboard trickled in there again.
Why change it?
Exactly. Soft touch by Burning, and now Fort Loramie has doubled the score on Anna, 42-21. Here's a baseline drive by the Rockets. Flat foot left hand, it hit the underneath side of the board. Batted free by the Redskins, who get it to Gasson at the timeline. He looks for help. Feeds it off to Nick Brandewey, the 6-foot freshman. Right wing, Dylan Braun. He's doubled. Must give it up to Siegel. Left side, Cody Gasson. 6:13 to go in the fourth. Gasson fakes left, goes right. Gives it up behind him to Braun. Goes to Siegel. Back to the basket, 10 feet away. Maneuvers, ducks under. Oh, a block from behind. Could have been a clean one by Schmitz, but it's ruled a foul. That drop step by Tyler Siegel, Chuck, is very strong. It's clever. He gets the ball 10, 12 feet away before you know it with that drop step in his strides. He's got a layup almost.
Yeah, he's got a long step going in there. But he ball fakes and gets the defender not necessarily jumping, but up on his toes.
Yep.
And then from that point on, if I'm coaching Ann, I'm telling him, stay on your feet till he makes something from at least 10 feet out.
Yeah.
And then you might have to go step out on him.
Right. Siegel missed a free throw, made a free throw. 43-21, Fort Loramie leads by 22. 5:55 to go in the fourth. Anna rotates it around the top of the key. Here's a baseline jump shot pumped up there by Griffin Dosek. Hit the rim, bounced away. Anna's jump shooting off tonight here in game one of the season. Dylan Braun, 25 feet away for Fort Loramie. Skips it cross-court to Brandewey. Handoff on the play to Siegel. Hits a cutter. Burning. Great assist. Burning on the finish. Siegel found him.
Boy, you can tell there was chemistry in that ball movement. 45-21 Fort Laramie. Errant pass. Anna intercepted by Burning. Burning on the run out the other way. In traffic, left it short. Guess who follows? Siegel, and he's hacked up on the arm. And head coach Corey Britton of Fort Laramie begins to substitute even more frequently.
Do you have the schedules in front of you? Do either one of these teams play tomorrow night?
Tomorrow evening, yes. Fort Laramie is in action on the road at New Knoxville. Anna has a two-game weekend next Friday, Saturday, playing at New Knoxville next Saturday.
I just wonder, because it would be good for Anna to have a game tomorrow night, to come back.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to wait a week now before you play again.
Anna opens its home schedule next Friday against Botkins, I believe. And what we have, two made free throws
made by both. Yep. Yep.
Siegel connects twice, 47-21 in favor of Fort Laramie. Here's Wyatt Benzman down inside for Anna, right in front. Good defense by Fort Laramie near the rim. The three-footer skipped right off the iron. A lid on it for Anna. Here's Fort Laramie shooting the three left side. It is missed on the play by Jarek Meyer. And the carom comes out to Benzman, who makes a bounce pass up the floor. Ill-advised, intercepted by Fort Laramie. Ball loose on the deck. Dealt from Brandewee to Jarek Meyer, and the Redskins set it up. 4:40 to go in the fourth.
It's been a bad two nights on scores broadcast for teams in green and white.
You're right. The Salina Bulldogs were whipped soundly by Minster in girls action last night. Chuck, 61-9. Was that
61-9. They didn't score in the first or the fourth quarter.
Minster girls are a powerhouse. Minster is loaded in girls Division IV basketball. Salina, of course, green and white. Thumped by Minster in girls' action last night at the Minster Gym. Anna being routed by Fort Laramie now with 4 minutes to go in the game. 47-21 in favor of Fort Laramie. Here's a hard-nosed baseline drive by Griffin Dosick. Defended physically by Fort Laramie, which fouls on the shot attempt. And Dosick will shoot two. Dosick at the line. Couple shots for him. He shot threes extremely well for Anna in the preseason, as did Mason Platfoot. Two young men head coach Nate Barhorst will count on this year for the Anna Rockets. Well, Frilling had a pretty good game last year against Fort Laramie. He popped in 8 in that late regular season contest. Cathcart had 10. Those two young men had 18 last year, Chuck. And how about the scoring for Frilling and Cathcart combined in this game tonight for Anna?
Well, Frilling's got 1 3, and Cathcart's got 1 3 and 3 free throws. They got 9 total.
Yep, not enough. One made free throw by Anna, then a nifty drive. Good dribbling in the lane by Rosengarten as he beat the congestion in the paint and flipped it in on the go. 49-21 in favor of Fort Laramie. Shot fake on the arc by Wyatt Benzman. He holds, gives it back to Frilling. Fakes right, goes left, in traffic in the paint, and he was kneed. Took a shot in the leg on the dribble. 1-1 here for Frilling of Anna. Well, tomorrow we've got two games for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Webcast time at 2:10. On the web, online at 2:10, tip-off 2:30, Jackson Center girls at Rushi. And then tomorrow night, we stay right there at Rushi for a 7:30 tip, 7:10 webcast time for St. Henry at Rushi Boys. Anna missed the 1-1. Well, Rockets have scored a measly 11 since the first quarter. Fort Laramie's defense has been excellent, combined with Anna's opening night offensive issues, having graduated 80% of its scoring a year ago. That was a good drive by Fort Laramie, Chuck. Who made that last shot as I glanced away?
That was Jarek Meyer.
Jarek Meyer banked one in on the go. The lead for Fort Laramie is 30.
This is going to open some eyes in the Shelby County League when the coaches get a look at the score.
Frilling just took the bull by the horn for Anna and barreled down the lane, fouled in the act of shooting. Free throw rattling, and this one stayed in.
I don't think they'll be surprised that Fort Laramie won, but they're going to be surprised by the margin.
Yep. Yeah, the differential much more significant than we anticipated. Again, though, Fort Laramie with more experience back than Anna, and certainly more offensive firepower for sure. That's an understatement.
Well, the Fort Laramie scorers table gave me, they were given 10 tonight, so I would have made a fortune.
Anna makes both free throws, 51-23. Fort Laramie leads, 2:50 left to go in the fourth. Meyer, a little pick and roll, Plyman, baseline left. Bounce pass back to Meyer, down the right side of the lane, flipped it up, off the side of the backboard, no good, rebound, Anna. Here come the Rockets, Griffin Dosick into the forecourt. Pitches behind him to Seth Rowe. Now Dosick from three-point territory, it rimmed. Good offensive rebound, yes, but Seth Rowe. 51-25 in favor of Fort Laramie, 2:18 to go, fourth quarter. Meyer, top of the circle. Cody Barhorst is in, 5'11 junior, fine football player. Barhorst on the hardwood now for Fort Laramie. Here's a left corner drive, scooting toward the basket on the dead run is Eli Rosengarten. No, left it short, rebound Anna. Rockets coughed it up out of bounds. 2:01 remaining. Fort Laramie up at 26. Inbounding Barhorst behind the arc. Long jumper. Rosengarten clanged off the rim. No good. Rebound low in the left by Anna. Foul, Fort Laramie. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Laramie, year number 3. Head coach Nate Barhorst, Anna, year number 6. And I guarantee you, Chuck, next time we see the Rockets, they will be better.
No doubt about it.
But you're right. What a handicap, having lost so much of your offense, and you open the very next season on the road at a strong Fort Laramie team. Free throw is good by Anna.
That's a player I do not have in the book, number 31.
Could very well be. We're going to check and see. 31 out there for the Anna Rockets right now. 31 in from the JVs for Anna. New player on the floor for the Rockets. Is that Carter Elliott in now for Anna? Elliott, a sophomore, 6'2", in off the bench. As we checked with one of the Anna assistants, here's a baseline power move by Fort Laramie. Pumped up there by Barhorst, go good. Rebounded by Anna. And as the Rockets start down the floor, Dosick looks at the official in amazement. Was I traveling? Things just haven't gone right for Anna since the end of the first quarter.
You take the film, you burn it, and you go back to practice on Monday.
Here is Fort Laramie throwing in. It's fed to Barhorst, right behind him to Meyer. Meyer to Nick Brandewey. Nick Brandewey, a freshman. Jarrett Meyer, a junior. Cody Barhorst, a junior out there. Here's an errant pass intercepted by the Rockets. Austin Foate, who's in now. 6'1 junior Foate picked it off. Fed it down the floor to Platfoot. A minute 13 remaining. 51-27 Fort Laramie. Deep in the left corner. With the ball for Anna is Seth Rowe. He lobs it out on the arc. Three-point try. Rockets, no. Hit the back rim. Foul. Going for the rebound. And Nate Osborne toes the stripe for the green and white. Osborne with a pair. First shot clanged off the rim. No good. Well, Chuck, we have seen what the likes of Joel Cathcart, Wyatt Benjamin, Nathan Frilling can do. They provided very good firepower for Anna last year, two of those three off the bench primarily. But they have been forced into starting roles this season and will grow up, I'm sure, mighty quickly in these starting assignments for Anna. Osborne missed both free throws. Fort Loramie's got the ball into the forecourt with 50 seconds left in the game. Anna with just 17 points since the end of the first quarter. Here's a long three from out back. It is good. Long bomb chucked in there by Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 sophomore. He had a solid JV game, and he hits a triple late in the varsity tilt. Half minute remaining.
Five here in the fourth quarter.
Here's a baseline drive by Anna. Shot put up on the run.
Wow.
It is in and out by Flatfoot. Rebound by Seth Rowe. Hits a turnaround Jay in the paint.
The 6'5 sophomore might be getting him a little more playing time. That was pretty athletic right there.
Exactly. Anna's going to need some help in the middle, you can tell. Rockets just don't have the size to contend with Fort Loramie and Tyler Siegel here tonight. 54-29, 8 seconds left. Loose ball left corner. Blyman gobbles it up for Fort Loramie. And the Redskins will dribble out the remaining seconds to end it here tonight. Final score, Fort Loramie 54, Anna 29. We'll return to wrap it up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
To me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
You're a Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
The Fort Loramie Redskins down the Anna Rockets here tonight by a score of 54-29 as we kick off our long series of high school basketball webcasts on scoresbroadcast.com. Close to 80 games will be covered by scoresbroadcast.com, boys and girls. Last night we launched girls action. Actually, last night was not our first girls
Tuesday,
game, was it?
Yeah, Tuesday we had Tuesday. Anna in Fort Loramie.
Yeah. We've had 2 girls contests already. Tonight, our third, our first boys game, as Fort Loramie drubs Anna. Chuck, you asked me a few minutes ago, when does Anna return to action? No game tomorrow night for the Rockets. Coach Nate Barhorst, I'm sure, would like one, as you noted.
No doubt.
Anna is at home next Friday night, not against Botkins, but it is Houston. And then a week from tomorrow night, Anna is at New Knoxville. So Anna returns to play next Friday at home against Houston. At New Knoxville next Saturday. New Knoxville, by the way, is Fort Loramie's opponent tomorrow night at the Rangers Gym. And then it's Fort Loramie that plays Botkins next Friday night away on the road at Botkins. Good start to the season for the Redskins here tonight. 1-0, Anna 0-1. Chuck, how did the Redskins get it done? Anna led early 7-4. Fort Loramie got the final basket at the end of the first, and Anna really never challenged thereafter.
Well, it was 26-16 at the half, 37-21 at the end of three. Anna had double figures in the first quarter. They didn't score double figures in any of the last three. Loramie was pretty consistent. They had 12, 14, 11, and 17 individual scoring for the Rockets. Nobody in double figure. Wyatt Bensman had 8. They got 6 from Cathcart, 5 from Frilling, 4 each from Rowe and Schmitz, and they got 2 from Elliott off the bench. They were 9 of 15 from the free throw line. Loramie led. They had Evan Burning and Tyler Siegel, both with 17, and then they dropped down 5 for Braun, 5 for Rosengarten, 3 for Plyman, 3 for Gasson, 2 for Meyer, and 2 for Austin Siegel. Very balanced. I mean, they had 2 17 scorers, and then they had 6 more young men that scored for them tonight.
And Dylan Braun did not come close to matching his production of a year ago. I tell you what, if he contributes like he can,
and he will,
this offense is going to be mighty potent.
Yeah,
we knew the defense would be good,
right?
But Fort Loramie certainly is going to be a force in the Shelby County League, a club that's going to have to be reckoned with, and I think somebody's going to have to knock off Fort Loramie 2, maybe 3 times. That may be a tall order. I think Fort Loramie can go 9-3, 10-2.
I would think that's what it's going to take to win the league.
Yep.
Normally that's what it takes.
Uh-huh.
Clancy's?
Yeah, who wins the Clancy's Award tonight?
Well, on the Anna side, we're going to give it to Wyatt Bensman. Fort Loramie was an easy choice. Evan Burning and Tyler Siegel, they don't have to split it. They actually both get sandwiches.
The way Siegel and Burning played, Chuck, it looked like it was their 8th or 10th game of the year already.
Burning, it didn't shock me. Siegel, defensively rebounding, it didn't shock me, but his offense, he has really improved with his post moves, and he's going to be tough.
Yep.
this whole season.
Yeah, he was a fine player last year as a sophomore. He has stepped up his game. You can tell he has worked hard since the close of the season a year ago in March. Those are Clancy's Award winners. Clancy, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Quite a performance put on here tonight by Fort Loramie, both offensively and defensively. And if you didn't think seriously about tapping Fort Loramie as a favorite to win the Shelby County League boys race this year, now you've got to give the Redskins big-time consideration.
Well, I overheard Coach Britton talking to the NK Telco guys next to me. Mm-hmm. He said the same thing exactly that we said. Going to be a different team when they see him later in the season.
Yeah. In fact, last year, she was on the other foot. Anna routed Fort Loramie early in the year by, I think, 20 at yep. Anna. And then Fort Loramie was a totally different club down the stretch of the season last year in February. And the Redskins knocked off Anna here by 9.
Right,
so,
right.
I tell you what, it can flip-flop over the course of a month or two, no doubt about it.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see improvement from the Anna Rockets over the course of the next several games for certain. Again, tomorrow we've got webcasts for you from Rushi, both games from the Rushi High School gym. Tip-off 2:30 on the web online at 2:10, Jackson Center at Rushi Girls. Then tomorrow night, tip-off at 7:30 on the web online at 7:10 for St. Henry at Rushi Boys. Should be two mighty fine games tomorrow here on Scores Broadcast. Thanks so much to our fine underwriting sponsors, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, these additional sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA Program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his very best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. With locations in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495, Sydney Car Care. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. Gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions from Adams Tech Solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. These Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Rhett Gish has been our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer, until tomorrow afternoon at 2:10, saying good night from Fort Loramie, where the Redskins have beaten the Rockets in Shelby County League boys basketball 54-29.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.